The following program contains language and situations which may be offensive to some people. Everything, however, was taken directly off the air.
It's go time.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Now or never. Here it comes.
Okay, because nothing is sacred on this show, I'm going to ask you a personal question. Here it is before you have a chance to answer me. Have you ever used restraints in the boudoir?
Yes.
Really? And look at the face I'm getting.
Oh,
now.
My
That's
God.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God. No, I'm actually blushing. I think I can feel it.
You are
it.
Blushing.
Have you?
Anyway, so the thing is, you have
hey,
to be...
I know. We've talked about... you rented a place with a trapeze or something, didn't you? In the boudoir. It was quite the circus
no,
going
that,
on.
No, that was Cirque du Soleil we went to. It had nothing to do with the after party.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho.
The thing is that whatever happens in the bedroom stays in the bedroom.
That's, well, until it gets talked about on the radio, apparently.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But here's a warning, because here's this woman from England who had a little activity with her boyfriend where they used... they had handcuffs, yep. the steel kind, not the fluffy ones that you have.
But Penny, mine are fluffy.
Well, you know when you visit somebody's house and you go through the cupboards?
You did not. God, now if you found everything that was in that drawer, now I'm really embarrassed.
You're adventurous, that's all I'm going to say. So anyway, boy, this has really gone south quickly, hasn't it? Here's the thing.
Keep them clean, I think, is what you've got to keep these things clean, whether they're the fluffy kind or the other kind, because this chick got a flesh-eating bacterial infection.
Exactly. That's where we're going here. Safety first, people.
Yeah. You got to sanitize them once in a while, for crying out loud.
Holy cow.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon, all these stories are true. Even the names haven't been changed.
I shared with you that I watched by myself, because my daughter and my wife wouldn't watch it with me, A Dog's Purpose, which
well,
is...
Well, now,
a-
hang on, wait, back up. I don't think that's exactly true, because your wife and your daughter wouldn't... Your wife was out of town, and your daughter was at a sleepover or at a class or something. Really, is the real
I like
story.
My story. Yes, I could have chosen some movies that blow up, some fight scenes, but no, I chose The Dog's Purpose.
Right.
Which, by the way, you know, if you have dogs, oh my God, it's exactly, yeah. But my daughter and wife actually won't watch the movie because we lost our dog last year, and they feel too close. Well, somehow my daughter was over at a friend's place, and she decided to watch the movie. So she picks up the phone, she's crying and going, "Daddy, I want a new puppy." And anytime she starts a sentence with "daddy" in that voice,
there's a request.
I'm actually thinking, oh my God, I think we have to get another dog. But here's the thing.
Well,
so
your wife wants a baby and your daughter wants a dog.
Yeah, I'm hooked.
Get a cat.
get a cat.
Go to compromise and get a cat.
Here's what we have to do. Here's the lessons we learn from dogs. I think people should be more like dogs, especially when we meet. Because meeting when you're a dog is simple. You just smell each other's butt, and if everything's all right, you move on.
I don't really want to do that. I don't really want to smell someone's butt. But go on. I mean, I'm just saying people should be more like, I just don't really want to do that.
It's just a little sniff. Yeah,
no.
We're good. Let's go play.
No.
I mean, shouldn't we be more like that? I think people should be more like that. Rather than ignoring each other and just walking by and staring at a screen, let's interact. Let's smell each other,
let's
people.
Let's smell each other and wag our tails and then go and hump someone's leg. Let's be more like dogs.
That's just like Tinder.
Listen
to this. With Cliff and Sharon, making you sound more interesting at the dinner table.
I've made fun of the difference between men and women going to bathrooms in groups, because mm-hmm. women are like grapes. They get up in a bunch and they go, and men would never know, you know, "Hey, John, you want to go to the wash?
John, you want to go to the John?" Yeah.
It never happens. But there is an advantage to this, this is that advantage, I think, because you were able to help a friend of yours.
It wasn't a friend. So I went out.
This is a stranger?
Yeah, it was a stranger. I went out for dinner with some friends last night, and I got up, and I didn't take my friend to go to the bathroom, and so I went in on my own. And as I've opened the door, there's a woman there, half naked, and I'm like, whoa. And she had like an all-in-one jumpsuit thing on, and there was a zipper in the back that went all the way down to her bum crack. and she couldn't get the zip up, and she was an English chick, and she's like, and so I kind of looked at her, and then I said, can I, and I could see she was in trouble, and I said, can I help you? Do you need a hand? And she's like, I think my zipper's stuck. I can't get it up. And so I've gone, so do you want, because it's right down there near her bum. That's how long the zip went down.
Well, how do women get the zipper? Is it like when you scuba dive and you've got a, you know, it has a little attachment.
It has
you
the
can
light.
Pull up and
yeah,
zip
no,
yourself
well,
up
I don't know.
On a nice dresser or a jumpsuit. How do you do that?
I don't know. Look, maybe she was going to get it so far up and then go back out and ask her boyfriend or husband to finish. I don't know. But anyway, so it's all the way, and it's stuck. And so I said,
where's it stuck? At what position is it
right
stuck?
Right at
the back?
Very bottom. Right
oh,
at
lovely.
Her bum.
Nice.
Right at her bum crack. And so I said to her, can I help? Do you want a hand? And I'm like, I didn't want to be intrusive, but I can see that she's kind of in a pickle and she's getting a bit hot and sweaty. And so she asked, she said, yes, please, could you? I think there's a piece of cotton stuck in there. Anyway, so I'm down and I've literally got my face like 3 inches from her backside. She's wearing a thong. Thank you. So I'm getting a great view because I'm having to maneuver the back of the jumpsuit to try try and get the zip, and it would go up a tiny bit, and then it was just ended up jammed, and I ended up getting it zipped up for her, and I don't know who was more relieved, honestly, her or me. Mm-hmm. When she walked out, she thanked me profusely and walked out.
Yes.
Then I noticed there was a wet swimsuit on the vanity in the radio. I don't know what goes on at this restaurant. I've never been there before, but there was a whole wet swimsuit on. Wow. I don't know if it belonged to her, but between that and this woman half undressed in there, it was quite the night in the ladies' room.
I'm getting quite a visual, but I have to know, since you had such a prime seat for the observation.
Oh, yes, I had the front
buttocks,
row seats, yes.
What condition were the buttocks in?
Oh,
I didn't
look at her bum. All I could really see was the top of the G-string, the thong.
Was it attractive? Or was it,
you wouldn't wear a jumpsuit like that if you weren't in good shape. No,
it was
attractive.
Good.
I was tempted
Well, now
to,
the story is complete
well,
for
I was,
me.
Well, I was tempted to give her a smack on the bum as she walked out. I felt like I'd earned the right for that, but I restrained.
Listen.
Listen.
Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon.
What's the strangest thing you've ever seen somebody do on public transit? Train, bus, you know, subway, if you've ever been in the big cities with the subways. Ryan Seacrest posted on Instagram this guy who just started singing right in front of him.
Oh, hey, can't you see? No, I won't be afraid.
Sometimes the best shows in New York are on the subway,
That's
you know?
That's right. He probably saw Ryan and thought, this is my big chance. I'm going to sing for Ryan Seacrest.
That's right. American Idol's coming back.
Woo-hoo! That's right. And Ryan's hosting. I'm in. Well, there was a lot of people use the train in Britain because traffic there is horrendous like it is in a lot of cities over here. And one passenger on a British train shared a photo of someone else who apparently, you know, if you're on a commute, you'll pull your tablet out or maybe even a laptop, get some work done.
Sure.
This woman pulled out an entire desktop computer. So a full-size iMac computer and keyboard. She set it up on the seat back. Where do you plug those in? Don't you need to... Is there a hard drive?
No, those things need power. I didn't realize that... They don't run on batteries. I mean, you've got to plug it in somewhere.
Maybe there's power at the seat like there is
sure.
in a lot of airplanes.
Sure.
But I don't... I'll tell you what. I used to catch a train to work in my younger days in Melbourne, and I saw something once that was horrifying.
What was that?
There was a lady sitting opposite me, and she had fallen asleep on the train, and her head was kind of lolled down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy sitting next to her who had a cold. And this guy was coughing and spluttering, and at one point he coughed, and a bit of phlegm landed on her sleeve.
Oh.
Right? Now, it's bad enough. That's bad enough.
Yeah.
I don't think he saw it. I saw it and was thinking, oh, God, you poor woman. And I wasn't going to wake her and tell her, but I was kind of interested to see what she would do when she woke up and saw it. So I was kind of keeping an eye on the situation. And as I'm watching, she gets near her train station. She kind of... And, you do. You wake up right before you stop. It's just one of those things. So she woke up, kind of went, oh, kind of stretchy, looked down and saw it on her sleeve. She must have thought she dribbled it or coughed it herself, and she quickly slurped it back up.
Oh, no, yes. She didn't. Oh,
she did. She did, and I nearly died. I mean, it'd be bad enough seeing someone do that with their own bit of phlegm. But someone else's?
Okay. Oh. That's the heebie-jeebies right there.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
A British pub has apologized for turning away a group of trainee priests after mistaking them for this rowdy bachelor party that were dressed up in costumes. They thought that a bunch of guys were dressed up as priests coming in a party.
They
were actually trainee priests.
How bad is this? There were seven of them, and the Roman Catholic seminarians, and they went off to the City Arms Hotel in Wales to celebrate because one of them was about to be ordained, and I guess it's a big deal. I'm kind of surprised that priests would choose to celebrate in a pub. Like, I don't know why. I mean, I know priests take vows of, what, abstinence and poverty and different things, but I don't know.
Well, this is the day before they maybe became official. It's yeah, like the night before your wedding. You that's why you have bachelor parties or bachelorette parties.
Really? Do explain, Cliff. What mischief did you get up to on your bachelor party?
I'm sorry.
Mic's on.
Is this working correctly? Is this mic on?
Ah, yeah. No, but I guess I am surprised that they didn't choose maybe even to go to the pub and have a few beers. So they all rock up there. There's seven of them. They're all wearing their priest gear, I guess.
That's the official term for it, by the way, priest gear.
Yeah, the priest gear. And the doorman said, sorry, mate, there's no fancy dress in here, no stag do's, you know, no bachelor parties or anything. And then all of a sudden,
funny.
So they're all standing there in the street going, well, what are we going to do now? And then all of a sudden the manager came out and goes, oh crap, no, these are real priests, come on in fellas. And so they went in there and
I don't think it's the first time a British Protestant has turned away a group of Catholics, so really when you take a look at the British history.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.